to another worldwide godcast of universal uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Luke. We're in chapter 13 this morning with verses 10 through 17. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who was, for 18 years, had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. So today in Luke 13, verses 10 through 17, we find a powerful illustration of Jesus' ministry that challenges our understanding of the Sabbath and highlights the essence of true service to God and humanity. In this passage, Jesus encounters a woman who had been crippled for 18 years. With compassion, he heals her on the Sabbath, a day traditionally reserved for rest and worship. This miraculous act, however, incites criticism from a synagogue leader who scolds the crowd for seeking healing on the Sabbath, emphasizing a rigid interpretation of the law. And Jesus responds by exposing the hypocrisy of the leader's stance. He argues that if it is permissible to care for an animal on the Sabbath, why shouldn't a daughter of Abraham be freed from her suffering? This rhetorical question invites us to reflect on the purpose of the Sabbath, not a time of mere legalism, but an opportunity for love, mercy, and restoration. The passage reminds us that our adherence to religious observances should not overshadow the fundamental call to demonstrate compassion and serve others. As followers of Christ, we should examine our own lives and ask if we sometimes become like the synagogue leader, willing to uphold rules at the expense of empathy and kindness. Are we hypocrites if we neglect the needs around us while clinging to our own rigid interpretations of faith? Living within the will of God means embracing the spirit of the law rather than being restricted by its letter. True service involves recognizing opportunities to extend grace and healing, even in moments when we feel justified in our rituals. As we approach our own Sabbaths, moments set apart for worship and reflection, let us remember that true rest comes from the actively living out God's love and compassion in our world. In doing so, we become testaments to a life lived in service to God and others. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever." We continue to pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And today is Novena Day 6 for the repose of the soul of Jeff Hagen. May you rest in peace, my friend. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers continue for our niece, Brittany. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Luke 13. It's verses 10 through 17. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's titled, All His Adversaries Were Humiliated. In the heart of the town where the shadows fall dim, a woman bent low on her journey grows grim. 18 years burdened, her spirit confined, with a gaze cast to earth and hope hard to find. On the Sabbath day in the synagogue wide, Jesus stood strong with compassion as his guide. He saw her, he called her, come forth from the night. With a touch of his hand, she was bathed in bright light. Straightened and lifted, her fears were released. An outcast no longer, her spirit increased. The murmurs, they started from men strict and stern. How dare he heal on this day of rest? He must learn. But Jesus, unyielding, spoke forth with a fire. Is healing a burden or lifting up higher? Ought not this daughter of Abraham bound be freed from her chains on this holy ground? He challenged their hearts, their customs, their pride, for in love's gentle shadow no one should abide. His message resounded in temples and streets, for mercy's sweet triumph the law often defeats. Now let us remember, as we gather and pray, to see through the sorrow and find a new way. For in each weary soul there's a spark to ignite, to stand up in freedom and walk in the light. Amen. I am Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's October 27th, 2024, and I'm recording this morning at 4:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. And remember, the day of Sabbath is a day of rest, but it is also a day of healing, too, a day to take care of things that sometimes you have to take care of. And that Sabbath day is important. Maybe put your phone down and become more in tune with Christ. Amen. As we close today at 8:04 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.